by Bulova and Caravelle. We have stainless steel jewelry for men by Chisel, and we have cufflinks and tie tack.
Norman Hagee Jewelers, Hurlong Avenue in the Food Line Shopping Center.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 68 degrees right here on Palmetto Morning. So happy to have you with us. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. You can download that app today. Watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Well, you know, Lucas, we love having our guests join us in studio, and very excited to have Janet Marie Hefney join us. She is an ADHD coach. You got that, everybody listening? The ADHD coach, life coach, motivational speaker, and an author. And just learning more about Janet Marie, a wonderful person. I mean, Tyler has already told me, now, Patty, we have So he knows we have lots to talk about. So let's begin with a little bit about your background and why what led you to becoming a coach to really help others through their journey on the ADHD.
Actually, my son was diagnosed with ADHD when he was 8 years old. And that was actually, wow, that was more than 20 years ago. So when you think of ADHD back then, many people didn't understand ADHD, didn't really even know what ADHD was. So I was a parent that was called into his school, and actually I was a young mom at the time. I was a single mom. And not understanding ADHD and being at a conference table with 7 or 8 different people from the school counselors and the principals and all that, telling me that my son was ADHD.
That not a good feeling.
Not a good feeling whatsoever. So actually, I felt as if with all the challenges that he went through, I went through as a family, we all went through, I felt as if ADHD robbed me as being a mother, the best mother that I could be to my son. As well, first and foremost, it robbed my son of having his life, of just being a child, a kid, a playing, and feeling normal and growing up and still carrying those feelings in his life and him still having challenges.
So tell us a little bit about ADHD so that if our listeners don't understand it, tell us about what ADHD is and why it would present a challenge to, you know, find yourself at a table with some educators that talk all day long in those terms, but this is your kid.
Yes, absolutely. ADHD actually is the brain wiring. Your brain, the brain is wired differently. Actually, everybody's brain is wired differently. But the person with ADHD whose brain wiring is different, they actually have no control. They actually, it's like the conscious mind is not there. They don't understand what's happening. They are being impulsive. They're impulsive thinkers. They react without thinking. They may not be able to focus well, which was a serious problem that my son had. He did, his short term of focusing was, I mean, it was very short. So,
and his intelligence was probably quite high.
Very high. And that is another thing. Their intelligence is very high. So whatever they are interested in, they're keyed in, they're zoomed in on what keeps their interest. But if they're not interested in something, something boring, they don't like boring. They do not. They do not like boring whatsoever. So you will lose them if something is boring. So if they're in a classroom setting and the classroom setting is boring, if the teacher is being boring to them, their focus it takes away from it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
then the teacher and the parent or whomever way. What they do is they look at the child and they say they have a behavior problem. Mm. It's not a behavior problem. You have to understand the child. You have to understand their brain wiring and know that every child's brain wiring is different. However, if that child is ADHD, then there are different challenges that they may have. It's not saying that they're not smart. They are very, very smart children.
Absolutely. We're going to continue our conversation,
sure.
Janet, with this ADHD coach and mother and understanding how to take what may be perceived as something to that is bad into something that is amazing right here. Janet Marie Heffney, right now we're just going to take a short break, but we're coming right back. 68 degrees at 15 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Dad always grills the burgers, not Mom. Beer 51 to the rescue. This Father's Day, take Dad and the gang out to Beer 51. That's right. Great seafood plus steak, chicken, and pasta. Celebrate Dad at Beer 51 on Melcowan Road.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Chronic pain in the knees, achy shoulders, hips that throb constantly. A lot of you listening right now have lived with the agony for so long that you can't remember a day when you weren't in pain. Lucas McFadden here with great news. The days of aches and pains can be over for you with the new regenerative cell therapies at QC Kinetics. We're hearing about listeners who couldn't hardly get off the couch, but after visiting QC Kinetics, they're golfing, hiking, playing with the kids, working their jobs, seriously, folks, with no pain. This is life-changing, all-new regenerative cell therapies that are allowing people with chronic joint pain to feel, well, normal again. Maybe you've tried steroids or looking at surgery. Then you're the perfect candidate for these leading-edge treatments from QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics, with locations in Cotswold, Lake Norman, and Fort Mill. Don't go one more day in pain. Call right now, 704-360-3057. That's 704-360-3057. Simply call 704-360-3057.
If you're routinely on the internet, you know that more is better. The more connection speed you have, the bigger the difference in everything you do online. Zipstream from Comporium gives you access to up to 1,000 megabits per second and the ability to stream, search, download, and play online faster than you ever have before. When it comes to the internet, more is better. So visit Comporium.com and upgrade to ZipStream today.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
All righty, we're back here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
We continue our conversation with Janet Marie Heffney. She's an ADHD coach, life coach, motivational speaker, and author. So before we went to break, we were just talking about how harmful it can be for a child to be told that they have a behavior problem or anything that they do different in their wiring in the brain or whatever to perceive from their perspective mm-hmm. that something's not right. That can be very detrimental going forward. So now you, through your experience with your son, have the opportunity to encourage and help others find the strength yes. in their difference. Tell us a little bit about how you do that.
Actually, what I actually do because of my experience with my son and all of my teaching, what I realize is that the key is understanding that you have ADHD and what it is. Once you understand that you have ADHD, you accept it. That is the first step toward ADHD. You have to accept it. You have to acknowledge it and accept it. Once you can do that, then you can move on to say, okay, I have ADHD. I acknowledge it. I accept it. Now, what do I need to do?
Sure.
There
okay?
you go.
Yeah. 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 And once you can do that, then you take the steps to receiving the proper tools. You need the proper tools to understand. For an example, if you're an impulsive thinker, once you can be, you are taught, the tool is being conscious. Being conscious of what you say, how you react before you say it. Respond, not react. How do you respond? You pause in that moment. You already know what you're going to say because you're thinking of blurting it out. And it's probably not the right thing that needs to come out of your mouth. So you gain conscious of it and you take control of what needs to be said, of listening, or what was said, or what is happening in the moment before you react.
Which is so fantastic for everybody.
Yes.
Because the more we keep this 24/7 flow of information, screen time, never slowing down just to have those moments of quiet.
Yes.
We're all becoming a little bit more quick. Yes. to write on a social media platform or to say it out loud, to pause, to process.
That's right.
That right there is good for everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
Everybody.
And you know what I learned in my studies? Every person has the ADHD trait.
I would believe that 100%.
So, and there are a lot of very successful people that have ADHD diagnosis.
Absolutely.
Pilots.
Yes.
This does not have to be a reason for not achieving and maximizing your life's potential. With a mother, you're a great mother, by the way.
Thank you.
And I love the fact that you're inspired enough to help other people navigate through. Tell us about your book.
Oh, gosh. My book is The 5A Formula to Reclaim Your Life. And there's 5 A's in the chapter. The first A is acknowledge. The second A is accept. The third A is arm. The fourth A is ammunition. And the 5A is act. So the 5A formula consists of those 5 A's. And I go into detail of what those 5 A's are and how those 5 A's can transform your life.
Fantastic. Mm. And how's your son doing today?
He's doing wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah. Tell him hi. Hey, what's his name?
Jaiwan.
Hi, Jaiwan. Keep up the good work.
Jen, how can folks get in touch with you and to check out that book?
You can follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Janet Marie, F. The number 5S as in success. Formula 5S. So it's Jan Marie F5S.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so very much. Great information. I think we could talk the whole 3 hours, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now it is 68 degrees, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to toss it over to our traffic center and see what's happening on the morning commute.
Looking pretty good on your drive in this morning at the state line on I-77. No issues. 521 at the state line going into Ballantyne. Really no issues. No problems on I-77 until you get past 45, the normal spot. Backed up 45 straight into downtown. No major issues in the York County area getting on and off the interstates. Looking pretty good. We do have one hit and run to report. This is at Leslie Highway and Durwood Road. Hit and run. There are some injuries there. So